الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال أيضا: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this first dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are very great lessons for us to learn and to try and make our life accordingly. It shows that, of course, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the true value of Ramadan. So already 3 months in advance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started making dua so that we get the month of Ramadan and also that we get it in the proper way. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Oh Allah, give us barakat in Rajab. Wa Sha'ban, and give us barakat in the month of Sha'ban also. So already long before, from Jamadil Ukhra, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started making this dua. And in the tamanna, in the hope of getting Ramadan, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, and oh Allah, please let us reach the month of Ramadan. Like that, on the one hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have yaqeen of his life to the extent that he says, if I pick up a morsel of food, I don't know whether it will reach my mouth or whether mort will come. So that also we find. And also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have desire to live in this world. But for the month of Ramadan, he's making dua that, oh Allah, let us reach the month of Ramadan. And also let us reach it in the proper fashion and in the proper way. That is with the barakat of Rajab and with the barakat of Sha'ban. The barakat of Rajab, it appears, the highlight of the month of Rajab is Mi'raj. Famous riwayat is that it was on the 27th of Mi'raj, but it was in the month of Rajab. It was in the month of Rajab. So this is the barakat of the month of Rajab, that we get our namazes in order. And for that, a person should see, he should make this effort in preparation of Ramadan to get the benefits of Ramadan, to get his namazes in order. First and foremost, that he starts making his 5 times namaz. Then make it with jamaat. Then make it with takbir-e-ula. Then make it in saf-e-ula. Then make it with concentration and devotion. All this a person should work on. And then we see our qada'i umri, and especially for students who are still young, if you have missed some namazes, unfortunately, don't waste time. Quickly cover them up, and then you will see the great barakat of life in general. If we, for example, a merchant, a shopkeeper, he hasn't paid his accounts with his suppliers, with the wholesalers, his suppliers, and he orders more goods. They refuse to supply. They say, first pay your bank account, then we will supply you. Like that we can understand, if we are owing Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala, the supplying of the ruhani benefits, of enjoyment of deen, of feeling enjoyment in deen, practice to get enjoyment in the practice of deen, this will come when our account is clear with Allah Ta'ala. So this is very, very important, that we settle our debt with Allah Ta'ala. And there is nothing like just reading 2 rakats of Qada'i Umri. We have to calculate to the best of our ability that since I became baligh, how many namazes are balanced on me. And this we are responsible only to the best of our ability. Take time, sit down and think carefully and work it out. And then start making your Qada'i Umri. A very easy way to make Qada'i Umri is the ones we have worked out. For example, I've got 2 years of Qada'i Umri. I've got 6 months of Qada'i Umri. So every day at Zuhr time, make sure that you are in the masjid with wuzu by Adhan time. After Adhan, make your 4 sunnats of Zuhr. Then make your qada umri of Zuhr namaz. After Zuhr, make your 4 rakats with the imam, make your 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada, then make your 2 qada of Fajr. So your Fajr and Zuhr for that one day is done without you feeling any strain on you. At Asr time, be there by Asr Azan, make 4 qada umri of your Asr namaz. Make your 4 rakats of Asr with the imam. Maghrib time, make your 3 faraz of Maghrib with the imam, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada and 3 qada umri of your Maghrib. Isha time, after Adhan, make 4 rakats qada umri of your Isha namaz. Make 4 rakats with the imam, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada, 3 witr and another 3 witr qada umri. So one day, your one day's qada umri is covered up. So 1 year's qada umri, very, very easy, without feeling a strain. Many people try that I've got qada umri and they start reading from morning till night. They might do it for half a day, one day, and they get exhausted. And they cannot do it, they cannot complete it. But in this way, without any strain, your qada umri will be done. So that is also very important. And also, another important point we should keep in mind, if a person has got qada umri, and is not making them, and is making nafil namazes, chash, ishraq, awwabin, even tahajjud, but he's not completing his qada umri. The example of this is, you are owing somebody 100,000 rand, you're not paying that 100,000, you're not even talking about it. But you go and visit him also, and you take some sweets for his children, and you give them sweets also. He's becoming angry and furious inside, that this man is owing me 100,000, that is not even talking about it. And he's bringing sweets and fruits for my children, you must pay my debt first. And you on your side, you tell people also, I'm so good to him. I take sweets also, I visit him, I take sweets for his children. But you don't tell people the 100,000 you're owing him. So the same way we owing Allah Ta'ala farz namazes, and we are giving nafil namazes. Farz is the most important. So this is also the barakat of Rajab, that a person becomes conscious of this and he starts doing, fulfilling his qada'i umri also. And when your account will be clear with Allah Ta'ala, you have paid all your debts, your qada namazes, perhaps qada rozas also, whatever you have got, your matter is clear, you will see very openly with your eyes Allah's rahmat flowing towards you. And you will see the great barakat of it and the great anwarat. So this is the barakat of Rajab. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we understand what is really the month of Rajab. It isn't just to celebrate Mi'raj, have some bayan or something, or keep a roza on the 27th. But then what we have to be doing, that we are not doing. We must devote. Like, so for example, somebody, just a worldly example, somebody goes to the beach for a holiday. The whole big sea is there, but he doesn't go and swim in the sea. There is a swimming pool. He swims in the swimming pool. You are coming from inland. Like in our country, you went to Durban for a holiday. And you went from Johannesburg, from Gauteng. Gauteng, you also got a swimming pool. So what did you go to the beach for? You went to the beach for the sea. And you don't go and enjoy the sea. You just are playing in your swimming pool. So just like that, if we are... with the month of the Rajab, Mi'raj, it's not just for some celebration, for some entertainment, but it is that we get the actual object of Mi'raj, and that is namaz. And that namaz comes into our lives. Namaz is that ibadat which it is said, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. It's not very difficult to say that it's a hadith. It's not found in the hadith kitabs. But the concept and meaning is 100% true. That namaz is the mi'raj. It is the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. And if our namaz is correct, every namaz we will meet with Allah Ta'ala. And in namaz, Allah Ta'ala is in front of you. Allah's special mercies, rahmat are in front of you. But Allah has kept that in ghayb. In this dunya, Allah declared, لَن تَرَانِي for Musa al-Islam, you'll never be able to see me. But Allah is there. It is said, had you seen Allah Ta'ala, you will never stop making namaz. You will just carry on and on. Like for example, a person gets married, And his wife is exceptionally beautiful. He just look at her and all the time admire her. All the beauty of the world, whether it is of woman, whether it is of scenery, waterfalls, mountains, valleys, gorges, all this is the creation of Allah. What must be the beauty of Allah? And Allah, what is splendor, is in front of you when you're making namaz. So if a person has that yaqeen in his heart, how he will enjoy. And then the enjoyment of submission, ruku, and the enjoyment of sajda in front of Allah, a person will enjoy all that. So this is that the person, the barakat of Rajab, a person becomes conscious of namaz and starts making effort on his namaz, to correct his namaz, to get life in his namaz, not just the outward shell of namaz. Like Maulana Thani Rahmatullah has given a beautiful example, making khidmat of one's asatiza, one's parents, one's sheikh, our superiors. The khidmat is like the shell of a nut. Like you have an almond, the almonds, we normally get it clean, but they come in shells. And also walnuts, we usually go and buy it in the shop clean, but usually they come in shells. So the khidmat is the shell. And the nut itself inside, that is the actual object. A person doesn't go and buy shells for empty shells. He wants with the nut which is inside, whether it's almond, whether it's walnut, whatever it is, the inside thing he wants. And that is comfort. So that is important. So khidmat must be made in such a way that you give comfort to the person. For example, which is very common, a person, you want to make khidmat of some elderly person who you respect, who you have regard for. Now the person wants to go toilet, he asks where is the toilet, you show him, and he's got an urgent need for toilet. Now you, at that time, you rush in front, now you are cleaning the toilet. And he wants to get in and relieve himself. You're thinking, I'm making lot khidmat, I'm cleaning the toilet, you're even filling the water in the jug, and the water is coming out with a trickle, it's taking so long to get full. He wants to go inside and relieve himself. So the object is comfort, the object is khidmat, and service is the means to get that comfort. But we only on the shell. The same way, I want to use that example for our namaz. Don't just leave the shell of namaz, the outward form of namaz. Work towards the inside, get the inside of namaz. And which is, mi'rajul mu'min, mulaqat with Allah, to meet with Allah Ta'ala. And the outward form also has to be right. That our namaz, our wuzu is correct, we are facing qibla, the place we are making namaz is park, is clean, and that it's the correct time of namaz, etc. All that is required. But after all that, the actual thing which is required of namaz is the inside. That our concentration and devotion, and to get that concentration and devotion, a very easy way is that my namaz is to meet with Allah Ta'ala. Then you'll meet with Allah. Automatically your concentration and devotion will be there in namaz. And that is actually what is called namaz. The outward form together with the inside form. Like our body, if it's only the outside form and the ruh is not there, it's a dead body. So it mustn't happen. Our namazes are like dead namazes. And the effect of a living namaz is, which the Quran Sharif says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz stops a person from fahsha and munkar, lewd actions, shameless actions, actions of sin. Namaz will stop you. If we are not stopping, we're still carrying on with our sin, with our porn, with our sports, haram sports, etc., looking at the players, the sitter is open, wasting time. We are not sent in this world to waste time, and we are sent here to make our time valuable. Wasting hours looking at films, etc., and we are even making namaz. It means our namaz, there is a deficiency. Our namaz is supposed to stop us from all these things. So we have to work on our namaz. And that is the barakat of this month of Rajab. And a person who makes that effort, as-salatu imaduddin, namaz is the column and pillar of deen. It's the foundation of deen. If your namaz is correct, your whole deen will become correct. At one time, in the Markaz of Nizamuddin, people were having their meals, and there were certain people who were serving them, and there are certain people whose work is only to give water. The food, somebody else gives. Their work is only, anyone wants water, they give them water. So one person who was giving the water, the glass fell from his hand. So Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi looked up towards him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. If namaz is correct, you won't make these mistakes like this. When namaz is not correct, all these wrong things come in our life. If namaz is correct, your whole dunya becomes correct also. If namaz is correct, your deen becomes correct. If your deen is correct, your akhirat will be correct. That's the barakat of the month of Rajab. One time, here in our Darul Uloom, here was a nikah on a Sunday morning, and they asked me to say a few words. In that, Allah put it in my mouth, I did not think of it, and I mentioned this, that if our namaz, one mustahab of namaz, is that when we are standing, our eyes must be at our sajda place. When we make ruku, the eyes must be focused on our feet. And when we are making sajda, the eyes must be focused on the tip of the nose. And this is also something very fascinating by which we can recognize and see Allah Ta'ala. The nose is directly under your eyes, but you can't see your nose. If anyone tries to see the tip of his nose, there is right under your eyes, but you can't see your nose. And also, your two eyes, I can see all of you. How much can't I see? You people are seeing so much everything around you, but one eye can't see the other eye. Just a small bridge in between, and one eye can see a whole mountain, can see the sun, but one eye can't see the other eye. Yes, in a mirror you can see, but just yourself, one eye can't see another eye. Anyway, you can't see the tip of your nose, but focus on it when you are in sajda. Where also many of us make this mistake. Some of us hold namaz, the eyes are closed. That's not according to sunnah. The eyes must be open and they must be focusing on the right place. And inadvertently, those who keep their eyes open in the whole of namaz, but in sajda they close their eyes. In sajda also the eyes must be open. When Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, he was teaching his murids practical namaz. So he taught them, gave them the lesson. One murid after the lessons went to his room. And now he practiced. There is also one very important thing. Many of us, we hear a bayan, and we don't think of the bayan after that. And what was said, we don't think of practicing it. You know, just we heard a bayan, it's the end of it. But if a person wants to make his islah, for one, he will make a note also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you don't write it in your diary, everything you heard, you will get diarrhea. That means it will just all wash away. Everything will go away. Tayyidul ilm bil qalam. Make your ilm muqayyad. Capture it by writing it down, noting it down. And then many of us, when a person starts and we show we are very ardent listeners and good murids, immediately we put our tape recorder and we put it near. We make sure we are, and after that never we listen to it again. We just taping and taping and taping. We are so overtaken with technology, but we never listen to that bayan again. So the muzakara of it is very, very important. That is when a person will benefit. And very fortunate are those people who in a group make muzakara again of the bayan. Like we make muzakara of our takrar, of our sabaks. Like that we should make muzakara and takrar of the bayans also. In that way a person benefits tremendously. But if it was bayan took place, we listen, and after bayan finish out of our mind, we don't even give it a thought. So this was a genuine murid who was a talib, a sadiq, a true satcha, a truthful person wanted to make his islah. So after the practical training of namaz in his room, he went and practiced it again to try and bring his namaz according to what we heard just now. So after that he slept away, and in his dream he saw Allah gave him his hurul een, but she was blind. So he mentioned this to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana said, looks like when you made your namaz, you have made it with closed eyes. You are like a blind person. So you got your whore also that was a blind whore. And then he said for concentration. Many people, they say we close our eyes, and many other matters of deen also, we use our own logic. So we're closing our eyes to concentrate. Leave your own logic one side. Sunnah is much more superior. So Maulana said that you want to concentrate, and that's why you close your eyes, leave that, you keep your eyes open and concentrate. Just do it everything the Sunnah way. Don't use your own logic. I'll just digress a little bit. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, rahmatullah alayh, was the great grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was actually Muhammad ibn Hassan ibn Ali or ibn Fatima bint Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was the great grandson. He met Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh on one occasion, and he said, oh, so you are that person who has changed the deen, the religion of my great grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you have given preference to logic over the hadith and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, you are our great imam and you are the great grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What respect and honor I got for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, I got that respect and honor for you. You are qurratul ayn, you are the coolness, the apple of our eye. And he made him sit comfortably. After that, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, like a humble student, stood on his knees, his bottom legs on the ground, and he stood up on his knees in front of him. And he said, I ask you that, who is a weaker sex, man or woman? He said, woman. He said, what is the share of a woman in Sharia? He said, half of what the man get, لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَبِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. The man get double, woman get half of that amount. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, if I followed logic, and I made my deen and my mazhab according to logic, I should have given the woman double. Because they are weaker, they have to get double. They don't go out, they're not supposed to go out and work. They stay at home, so they should get double share. But I didn't follow my logic, I followed tradition and narration and the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he asked him, which is a more greater ibadat, namaz or roza? He said, namaz is a greater ibadat. So he said, and a woman in her menses, her monthlies, when she cannot keep, she's not allowed to keep roza also, and she's not allowed to make namaz also. But there is qada of roza, there is no qada of namaz afterwards. Her namazes she misses during those days, her rozas she misses during those days, she has to make qada of that. Namazes she doesn't make qada. He said, if my mazhab was according to logic, I should have made it that she must repeat her namazes, not her roza. Namazes are more important. But I didn't follow my logic. I followed the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of deen. Then he asked him, what is more impure, urine or semen, money? Which is a more impure thing? He said, urine. So he said that after you urinate, you don't have to bath. But after semen comes out, you have to bath. So according to logic, when urine is more impure, you should have to take a bath. Every time you urinate, you should have to take a bath, because that is more impure. So I didn't follow my logic, I followed the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Imam Ja'far Sadiq got up, kissed him on his forehead. And also for our records, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi had become then bay'at to Imam Ja'far Sadiq. And with regard to which Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, لَوْلَا سَمَتَانْ لَهَلَكَ نُعْمَانْ. If it wasn't for the 2 years I spent in the khidmat of making my islah and tazkiyah under my Shaykh Hadrat Ja'far Sadiq, I should have been destroyed. My insight should not have been made. Though all the knowledge which Allah gave me and all the intelligence Allah gave me, I should have been destroyed. So from here we learn that the mazhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi is nothing else but Quran and Hadith. 100% full tradition and Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not one bit away from Quran and hadith. All that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi did for us, a great, great favor. He put the whole mazhab in a canonical order. He canonized it. He categorized it, like all the masalas of wuzu, one place, all the masalas of namaz, one place, and all which is the actual sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. So anyway, Rajab, a barakat of Rajab and Shaban, and also, and then to reach Ramadan, and then also the other dua, that oh Allah keep us safe for Ramadan. And keep Ramadan safe for us, let there not be problems. Somebody meets up with an accident first of Ramadan. Now going to police station, going to the hospital, all that. Now you can't get the barakat of Ramadan. Somebody else becomes sick in the family. Whole month he's in hospital. Whole month you are going up and down to visit him, to take food to him. Your Ramadan ibadat. So keep us safe for Ramadan and keep Ramadan safe for us. And whatever we accumulate and acquire in Ramadan, keep it safe for us for the future also. Not just that a person became a hafiz, jayyid hafiz, but then he forgot his Quran. No, that Quran, remember it now your whole life also. Not you just became a hafiz and you forgot it. You made lot of money and you lost it all. That's the use. Keep it, capitalize and build on it, make it more grow all the time. So what we acquire in Ramadan must be safeguarded. It must be made to grow all the time. May Allah let us understand what a great month. Let us not just pass it like any ordinary month. And worse, let us not look at it as a burden. I have to keep rosas now. I have to make 20 rakats tarawih now. It's a burden. And again, a person will not benefit at all. Look at it with an open heart. Understand the value which is coming to us. No shopkeeper gets sad when it's December. That now I have to work hard. Going to get very busy. He's so happy. He's waiting for December. He's wishing the whole year must be December. Like that, it comes in the hadith. If my ummah knew what was Ramadan, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. May Allah give us the blessings and the barakat of Ramadan, inshallah.